Indians closer Cody Allen, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona. Cody, great to have you with us. And, of course, you're coming off just a terrific campaign. Took a hold of that closer's role and really just seized it. And just talk about that, the success that you had last year and how that success now carries into 2015.
I mean, we had a lot of fun last year. Ultimately, you know, we didn't reach our end goal of playing into October, but I think it was a good year for a lot of guys. I think you saw a lot of guys take a leap, step forward, and, you know, we're going to have quite a few guys do the same thing this year. So we're just excited to take the pieces and the positive things that happened last year and add them into this year with some pieces that we added, and Brandon Moss and Gavin Floyd and some others, and, you know, really putting a good product out on the field.
Can you put a finger as to why you really relished in that closer's role? Is it a mentality? Why did you just seem to really succeed?
You can't really put a finger on it. I feel like a lot of guys down in that bullpen, we just kind of fed off each other. You know, you know, coming in for Brian Shaw, watching him punch out two guys and break a bat, you know, you kind of want to go in there and do your own part. So I just think as a unit, you know, we just kind of fed off of each other. You had a lot of guys down there throw the ball very well. You had guys come up at the end of the season throw the ball very well. And, you know, watching a guy like Kyle Crockett come into his own, and Nick Hagedone had a great year, Scott, Brian, you know, Zach McAllister was down there towards the end of the year, threw the ball very well. So we got some good pieces down there. We all work real together and real good together. And Tito, you know, there's a lot of good communication there, and he's going to put us in some spots to succeed.
Cody, obviously you don't have the opportunities to make saves unless the starters, and then again the guys ahead of you in the pen, really do their job. But just talk about the starting rotation, not only what they did last year, but as you come into camp this year, four of those five spots really appear to be locked down.
Yeah, we're very, very excited to come in behind those guys whenever we have to. And there's a lot of times where we may not have to even come in the game. You know, you're watching guys like Kluber and Carrasco at the end of the year just really pitching well. You watch the guy like TJ House throw the ball very well. It's very consistent. Trevor Bauer had some, you know, some flashes where you're just very excited about what he can bring to the table. You know, we're excited what Gavin Floyd can do for us. Watched him throw a couple bullpens so far. He looks really good. A guy like Josh Tomlin, you know, another year removed from Tommy John surgery. And you watched what he was able to do for us when he first came up, and you know, just gave us 6-7 innings every night. You know what he did in Seattle, a complete game one hitter. You know, whoever gets sent down at the end of the year, whoever's not making that fifth spot, it's going to be tough for them because they did some good work for us last year.
Talk a little bit about the hunger of this team. You got to the playoffs, the one game in 2013, just an eyelash away last year, three games out of that wild card spot. Just how hungry is this team, especially the core group of guys, to get back there?
Yeah, this team's been together for quite a while now, especially a group of us. You know, we had a taste of it in 2013. You know, it was very brief, but it was memorable. We definitely want to get back there. And, you know, after watching especially what Kansas City did this past winter and how they just pieced it together and got hot at the right time and rode it all the way to game seven, you know, we definitely feel like we can do that. And, you know, there's a lot of belief in that locker room that, you know, we're built to play into October, and that's our goal.
And certainly not only in the locker room, but was talking earlier to Bobby D about national media attention. I mean, there are guys that are really focusing on this team, saying the Indians are a club to watch in 2015. That has to make you feel pretty good that, hey, we're catching people's attention.
Yeah, seeing that, you know, it feels great, but also we've seen where, you know, we've been counted out before too. In 2013, we were not casted as a team to play into October, and we played into October. And then last year, you know, we were picked, I think, to finish the season 500. You know, we, you know, finished a few games above that. So we don't really read into that. You know, a newspaper article or an article on the internet's not going to put us into October. Us going out and winning ball games is going to get us into October. So we're just going to take care of what we got to take care of here, get ready for the season, and then once opening day hits, you know, that's when it starts.
Again, we're talking with Indians closer Cody Allen as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Knowing your role, knowing you're the closer on this baseball team, does that alter or tweak somewhat how you approach spring training?
No, not at all. I want to approach it the same way as I did in 2012 till the last year I play. because I feel like I have a pretty good routine down right now. You know, Tito and Mickey and those guys, they do a good job of getting us ready, and that's going to be the same way every year. So I feel like just get my arm ready, get my legs underneath me, and then once game starts, getting back out there, you know, competing a little bit, facing some hitters. And then once the season starts, whatever way we shuffle it down there is, you know, we're going to piece it together any way we can to win ball games.
At what point from when the season ended to where we are today here in Goodyear, did you start getting excited about getting back and getting on that hill again?
It happens every year about the same time, right after the holidays. You know, you're ready to get going because that month of January gets monotonous and you're just kind of like, all right, let's get out there. You know, you're making, you know, plans, you know, to get out here, and you know it gets long because you know you're ready to get out here and get started.
Yeah, obviously, I think everybody, especially after the winter we've had in Northeast Ohio, is ready to get it started. Hey, congratulations on a great season last year.
You
did a terrific job as the closer for this baseball team. Continued success in 2015.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Cody. Cody Allen joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.